This Mass is being offered for the intentions of those in knit ministries and those for whom they will engage in apostolate over the course of this next year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We slept well, I trust. Short but well, strong but well. That's your life. If you're not used to that just yet, well, welcome. Welcome. That's what it's going to be like for the next year and some. So it's about time that we be prepared for those long nights, those times of spending in a great ministry, a great learning, a great understanding of things, and here you're introduced to it all the more. And it begins well. It begins where? Where do you begin it? In God's house, in the church, with a purpose, to commune with God, to understand Him. As we spoke last night, remember to be caught in the loving gaze of the Father. What's that like? And it's your task within the whole of whatever it is that you do in this apostolate which you are engaging in, is to remind everybody that you encounter of what that gaze is. Question, how can you do that? How can you let others know what that gaze is like? How can you communicate to them that it's something that they should desire in the first place? There's only one way. And what's that? You have to know what it is yourself. You have to understand it. What is that great Latin phrase that we say, non dabit quod non habet? You cannot give that which you do not have. And so, that is where most of your efforts need to be. You're going to be convinced by all those who are around you, you got to do this. You got to engage in this way. You got to spend this time. You got to make these props. You got to memorize this skit. You got to work on this talk. You got to do all these things. That's what you're going to be told to do. That's not what you're supposed to do. None of that matters. It really doesn't. That's all fluff. The only thing that matters is that the only thing of any worth is that you yourself come to know who God is. We celebrate the feast day of Saint Jerome. Jerome today, the great scripture scholar, the one who translated the Latin Vulgata, which means the vulgar, so the vulgar language, the language of the people. He translated everything in Holy Writ into sacred scripture. He knew all the languages. He understood everything that was going on. He could easily do so, all the ancient language, and so he understood the culture behind it as well, which was most important. So he was given the task by the Holy Father, the Pope, to go and to translate the full of the sacred scriptures into the vernacular. Why? So that priests and the lay faithful might benefit from having a copy of the scriptures, not merely in Greek, in the Septuagint, but into the language which they all understood, the language of the church, Latin. And so he set about that great task, and with great vigor completed it. It's important to study scripture. And what does St. Jerome say about scripture? That quote that everybody knows about St. Jerome. What does he say? You remember it? Ignorantia scripturas, ignorantia Christus est. Right? Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ Jesus himself. If you do not know scripture, you don't know Christ. If you don't know what it says about him, you do not know who he is. If you only know the New Testament, you do not know Christ. You must know where he is all the more revealed and hidden there in the Old Testament. My old pastor growing up, God bless his soul, he doesn't know everything, but he knows scripture. And he said and convinced us over and over again, after years and years, if you want to be a person of Jesus, he said, you must be a person of Isaiah. For Isaiah tells us who the Christ is. You must know who he is. It's important to study the scriptures, to read it there. What do we call the scriptures? We speak about it as the word, but what do we also call the word? We call the word what? The word is the one who became flesh. And so the word has become flesh and dwelt among us. And it's not something that's on a page. It's not something which is placed upon a shelf. It's not something which is perused from time to time and then put aside. What's the word then? The word is a person. The word is to be an intimate. And so too, you must be intimate with the word himself. You must know what it says upon the sacred page and study on it, and as the scriptures say, to meditate upon it day and night. You must be seek to, during this time, if your ministry, if the apostle which has been entrusted to you is going to become fruitful, then what must you do? You must become dripping with the word. Take that analogy, take that to prayer, take that to your contemplation time. What does it mean to be dripping with the word? Perhaps the word pour over you so great that you're drenched, that you're wet, that you're sopping, that you're going to catch cold from the word. But you can't catch cold from the word, can you? What will you catch instead? In fuego. was set on fire. It's going to be dripping with fire. Dripping with fire. There the word as you go. What does that mean? Just like when you're dripping wet and when you go out there and you see a dog who's come out from the cold. He's out there in the rain. If you're in places in the world where you come from where there is actually rain, unlike here. What happens when you go there and spend time with Katrina after she's been out in the rain for a while? What does she do? Just like a dog goes out there and shimmies herself. And what happens? What happens to all the water? Flies. Goes everywhere. Gets everywhere. You're to be dripping with the word. Dripping with the word. And so that when you come into people's presence, all of a sudden, it gets everywhere. It's everywhere that's there. But it's important not to be like the dog, because you're not a dog. So you don't just throw word at people, drown them, cause them to take a fright as you do when the dog does that before you. But rather, to be dripping with the word, so that when you give them the gentle caress and touch that the Lord himself gives, that it lightly falls upon them. They receive only what it is that they're able to be led forward with. So to be directive with the scripture that has been given to you, the graces that have been visited upon you, to have that intimacy with the Lord so that not only do you know what's on the page, but you know the one who is on the page. And that he's not left upon the page, but that he leaps into your soul and begins to transform the whole of who you are. St. John Paul II spoke about it, and when he came and visited the people of the hat of the United States, Canada, when he went there to Toronto in the year 2002. There he spoke to the people, and he spoke an important thing, which is particularly important for you within your ministry under the youth. He says what? He reminds us that what? Young people, they don't care for teachers. You know the rest that goes? Young people, they do not care for teachers. They will not listen to them. What do young people care about? What do young people long for? So we spoke about last night as we were introducing ourselves to this beautiful form of the Mass. He says they care only, they listen only to witnesses. They do not listen to teachers. They only listen to witnesses. And if they do listen to a teacher, why will they listen to him? He says, he continues on. He says, if they do listen to a teacher, they listen to him only because he is first a witness. That is to say, the very same thing that we've said over and over again throughout the course of the sermon, which are to know the word. You are to know he who is the word. You have to have that intimacy with him, to know what it is to be caught up in that gaze of his love, which is what prayer really is. To be caught up in that gaze, not necessarily to say anything back, but to be caught up in that gaze and to realize what that is, and then in the midst of that gaze, to know how you are completely and utterly loved in the look, in the gaze of God. And then from that gaze, to be able to communicate, that's what it's all about. And to remind them that once you feel that gaze, as the actor recently said, he was training to be a priest so that he himself might play this priest who apostatized in the great persecutions in Japan. He said, after spending my time in the 30 days silent retreat with the Jesuits, I came to realize that falling in love with the person of Jesus Christ, it's the most natural thing in the world. It's the most natural thing in the world. Because if each of us are made for love, to be loved, to give that love. And so once you experience love, it's the most natural thing in the world to have some love to the person who loves you. And to grow in that. And to rest in that. And so that's your task really over not merely the next trip you have home, not over the next 6 months or year or 2 years or whatever the Lord grants you in this particular ministry. That's a task of your entire life. So focus on that now. You're not going to listen to anything that is that you said. All the crazy antics that you do will be all for naught and fluff. If you don't know the one, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.